Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And today on the podcast, let's talk about the trendy Hyaluron pen. You might have heard of a Hyalapen or a Hyaluron pen, and lots of people are trying to buy this product off of Amazon and use it on themselves without any medical training. Let's talk about if this is going to be beneficial or not. So what is a Hyaluron pen? It's a device. You can find them on Amazon. They range from $5 to $4,000. They're very trendy right now. And basically, it's a device that punctures the surface of the skin repeatedly and delivers a small dose of a fluid with hyaluronic acid in it. People are buying this like crazy, and I'm seeing side effects, complications, and hyperpigmentation problems from people who've used the Hyaluron pen. And I don't think that the Hyaluron pen actually works. And I'm not affiliated with any companies. I don't want to discredit any companies. I'm using general terms here, but if you're going to buy a device like this off of Amazon, you might want to do more homework, because there are three main problems when it comes to the hyaluronic device delivery pens, the Hyaluron pens. Number one, and it weirds me out, is people are injecting a random fluid in a clear glass vial that's not labeled and you don't know exactly what's in it. And that's strange. People today are worried about getting COVID vaccines, and we have so much science and details about the ingredients, but here you are on Amazon buying little vials labeled hyaluronic acid. You really don't know what the ingredients are, how they were manufactured, how it's delivered to you, the sterility, the purity, the profile of the ingredients. So do your homework, because later on, if you get problems and you can't get rid of lumps, bumps, or nodules that are created by this device, you're going to want to know, is this a dissolvable permanent filler? Like, what is this? Is it motor oil? We don't really know what you're putting in you. One of the major problems with the hyaluronic pen delivery devices is that they don't really deliver the particles deep enough to make any sustainable difference or improvement. Anytime I pierce the skin repeatedly, I'm going to get a little swelling. And more often than not, the improvement that you see from the Hyaluron pens is this juicy edema and swelling created by repeated friction, trauma, and perforation of the skin surface. It's not sustainable. To be sustainable, you have to inject particles of the right size. And all of our fillers were thoroughly calibrated with their size, their particle dimensions. If you want a product to penetrate and stay beyond the epidermis and into the actual dermis of the skin, it has to be 500 kilodalton size. And the particle size is very important. If a particle is too small or too big, it won't penetrate. And if it's not lipophilic, it may not live in the dermis long enough to do anything. So I think that's one of the most important things to understand, is that you're injecting an unknown ingredient. It's not really getting in deep enough to do any work. And even if it penetrates the surface of the skin, it's not going to pass through into the dermis because of the 500 Dalton particle size limitations. In some areas, the dermis of the skin and the face is quite thick. In other areas, it's a little bit thinner. Like the surface of the lip, it's quite thin, and that's why people are using the Hyaluron pen on their lips, because you will get some little mild juicy swelling of the lip. But we have also seen many problems in the office with patients coming in with pigmentation problems. People who have melasma, hyperpigmentation tendency, you don't want to repeatedly puncture the surface of the skin and drag a dull device around on the surface of the skin. These needles that are part of the device are not necessarily sterilized. We don't know if they're coming from a surgical sterilization level of cleanliness. You're repeatedly entering the skin, and it may just be right off the factory assembly line. So be super careful. The potential for infection is high. Potential for hyperpigmentation is high. And when you're putting these products in thin layers of epithelium, like on the lips, you can definitely form lumps, bumps, and nodules, and granulomas. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing diffuse swelling, ugly lumpiness, lumps that diffuse outside the border of the lip because it's very difficult to contain the location of it. And it's maybe difficult to dissolve depending on what the product is. So that's number two problem, is difficulty with pigmentation and infection and diffusion of the product. And then also to try to understand, where does this filler come from? Because I think manufacturing process is so important. You don't realize as a consumer, but you have a lot of protections on for you built into the system of delivery of these manufacturing devices. In the United States, products that are injected have to be FDA approved, and that requires proof of sterility, lack of contamination, stability at transport. You don't know if this product's sitting in a warehouse at high temperatures for long periods of time. Is it coming from overseas? Is it counterfeit material? I want you guys to be really careful and good consumers. And the Hyaluron pens, they've been around for a little while. They've had a flash of trendiness and it sort of settled down a bit. They were expensive ones that people said are able to do miraculous things. But in the clinics and friends that I've talked to, basically, these products end up in the trash. They don't work well. Their needles become repeatedly blunted. You can't change needles easily and sterilize the device very easily. And so be super careful. The Hyaluron pen is a fad. It's not a trend that's going to stay. If you just want a transient lip plumping effect, try my lip plumper. It's amazing. It lasts from 1 to 3 hours. It makes your lips more pink. It has peptides for the fine lines and sunscreen, and it's actually FDA approved and tested product. And it's temporary. It's not going to give you any of these long-term problems or consequences. So that'll give you a little juicy plump. And if you want a legitimate lip amplification, lip augmentation, come and see me for some lip filler or see a certified injector. You need to insert a bigger product at the right level of the dermis, and the product size has to be right. The endurance of the product, you know, the longevity has to be tested so at least it stays in there for 6 to 12 months. You're going through all that little bit of pain and suffering and healing time. You want a product that has longevity. So if you want my take on the Hyaluron pen, the hyaluronic acid delivery devices, it's a no. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't recommend it. And I think you guys should be careful consumers. That's it for now. You can find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. And that's where you can find my awesome lip plumper. And don't forget my hyaluronic acid. And that one, our Deep Blue Hydration Serum, is fragmented into 3 small molecules of hyaluronic acid. So the particle size can penetrate into the epidermis and deeper and give you that nice glowy, dewy, plumpy skin. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.